on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A man's been sentenced to death for the murder of a Kent medical student and his friend in Malaysia. 22-year-olds Aidan Brunger from Gillingham and Neil Dalton from Derbyshire were stabbed after leaving a bar on the Isle of Borneo last August. They've both been working on placement at a local hospital. Sky's Asia correspondent is Mark Stone.
For the families of those two men, it is incredibly difficult. They have released a statement. It says, "Our lives have been shattered. They were two exceptional young men with such promise. Their deaths have left their families and many good friends utterly devastated."
We've tweeted all of that statement via at KMFM News.
This is KMFM News.
As you heard in the Travel with Jason, a serious crash involving two cars has closed part of the M20 this afternoon. The motorway has been closed on the coastbound stretch between junctions 2 and 4 following the smash, which happened just before 11:30 this morning. Meantime, delays are continuing on the M25 in Kent after the QE2 bridge was closed overnight because of strong winds. It reopened at around 9:15, but there are still long tailbacks here and in Essex. DFDS Seaways and P&O Sailings from the port of Dover are also being affected by the weather.
KMFM News.
A busy second day of campaigning for the general election is in full swing. The Conservatives have promised 2 million new jobs if they win in May. Labour's pledged to cut small business rates, and the Lib Dems say they'll invest £3.5 billion improving mental health services. Meantime, UKIP's unveiled a poster in Dover this morning focusing on immigration. Nigel Farage says David Cameron's failed to cut net migration in the past, which shows he can't be trusted.
When Cameron made that promise, he was being willfully dishonest because he knew the truth, and I think now the British public, 5 years on, know the truth.
Around 60 branches of B&Q are going to shut over the next 2 years. The DIY chain's owner says it's part of restructuring of the retailer, although they haven't revealed yet which stores will be affected. We already know their site in Stroud is going to close. A group of men thought to be from Syria have been arrested on suspicion of illegal entry into the UK after being spotted on a Kent motorway. Police were called to reports of up to 12 people getting out of a tanker or lorry on the slip road of the M20 at junction 11 near Folkestone just after 7 this morning.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman says she's hoping to offer support to families with children battling depression after struggling to watch a young relative cope. Stats show around 3 young people in every class is suffering from a mental health disorder. Helen Klimkovic from Chatham says it needs to be taken seriously.
When it gets to the worst point, you actually then realise something awful is happening because you put it down to, oh, it's just teenagers. And then when you finally realise, no, something is wrong, it hits you like a truck.
A boy has been taken to hospital with head injuries after running into a wall during a PE lesson at a Kent school. Paramedics were called to the Judd School in Tunbridge after the Year 8 pupil hit the wall following a 100-metre sprint. Last week, the school was fined £10,000 after a teenage boy almost died when he was hit by a shot put during a games lesson. And bookers have slashed the odds on the new royal baby being called Alice after a run of bets from part of Kent. William Hill said there were a flurry of bets from the Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells area last week and have dropped odds to 4-1. Prince William and Kate's second child is due next month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Footballer Harry Kane makes his much-anticipated first start for England this evening. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the Tottenham striker will make his first international start after scoring on his debut in Friday's win over Lithuania in Euro 2016 qualifying. Wayne Rooney says the Spurs forward deserves his chance.
I think it's exciting for English footballer Harry's coming to the Premier League with Tottenham and doing fantastic, so hopefully continues that form with England.
Kickoff's at 7:45. Meantime, the FA says it's disappointed it's been forced to scrap plans to take a British men's and women's team to next year's Olympics in Rio. English football's governing body met resistance from its Scottish, Welsh and Northern Irish counterparts. The FA says it would have given players a fantastic opportunity to go to the Games. And in tennis, Andy Murray aims to rack up win number 500 of his tennis career tonight. The British number one takes on big-serving South African Kevin Anderson in the last 16 of the Miami Open.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.